West 37th Street near 8th Avenue.
Okay.
You know where that is?
Of course I do.
Okay, Homewood Suites Hotel is right there.
Yeah. Okay, uh-huh.
Around 3 o'clock on Monday, a group of five teens were on top of the building shooting BB guns into the street.
What?
Did you know this?
No, I hadn't heard about this. Yeah. I love that you find out New York stories. And here I am right in New York, and I haven't even heard about this.
West 37th is 10 blocks away from you. So
it is. It's like I can walk there very easily. Yeah. There's a really great pub there called the Houndstooth Pub that my friends and I, when we're in the neighborhood, that's where we meet for drinks. So,
yeah so
holy crap.
People are walking around. One lady got shot in the thigh. 33-year-old woman from Washington State. Another woman who lives about a block away was hit in the chest.
Oh, my God.
So police showed up. They actually caught these five with the BB gun. All of them range between two 18-year-olds, one 17-year-old, and two 16-year-olds. So why do I think this is news? Because all five are from Florida.
Okay, so it's not bad enough that we have Florida man stories. They had to come here. They had to come to us.
They brought the BB guns to Manhattan from Florida to shoot people from the top of the building.
Did they drive? Because you can't take a BB gun on a plane. They must have driven.
Or you could buy it in New York.
No, you said they brought them.
We're shooting. By
the way, Rob says, oh, big deal. We used to have BB gun wars among friends in the 80s.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But you don't shoot down on the public from high up.
Yeah. If you're having a BB gun fight, you're expected to shoot and be shot. Like you're participating. The problem here is that these people were not participating. They just happened to be walking by.
Ow. Ow. What the? Ow.
Right. Members of my family live in Florida. And they're like, yeah, as soon as everything's lifted and everyone's all vaccinated, you guys should come down and visit us. I'm like, never, never coming down there to see you. I'm sorry. It's just never happening.
Yeah. I mean, your mom is talking about she wants to move there.
Yeah. I'm like, very nice knowing you. I will say goodbye to you here in New York and I will never see you again.
That's why they make Zoom. We can talk on Zoom and exactly. FaceTime. It'll be like you live here, but no.
I would rather you run away and join the circus. I would rather you become a carny and just like be in charge of the dart game, anything, like just literally do anything else but move to Florida at this point.
So to tell you about Florida, the minute you cross the state line and you go to Jacksonville, you will see drive-through alcohol places.
Ooh, I might have been a little too hasty about Florida. I didn't realize.
But you can drive through and get Jack Daniels and continue to keep on driving.
So drinking and driving is encouraged there, basically.
not only encouraged, they have drive-throughs for it. So you could,
if you're driving without a fifth of Jack, you could stop and pick one up. That way you can participate in whatever else goes on around here.
And there's a cafe that's all nude. It's an all-nude cafe, and it's in Jacksonville. And there's billboards up and down the highway for it. That's not something you want to eat food at the cafe with nude girls from Jacksonville.
Like when someone says you go to hell, you're like, I don't have to. I've been to Jacksonville.
I've been through it many times.
Been there. Been to hell.
So that's everything you need to know about Florida. And the farther you drive south, the worse it gets. Jacksonville's the best.
It only gets worse as you go further south.
Yeah, you get to Orlando, it's a little bit worse. You keep on going. Tampa, forget it.
Oh, forget it, yeah.
Then you go to Miami, forget it. It just gets worse and worse.
Yeah, but then you get and to hotter the Keys. And hotter. Then you get to the Keys and it's awesome. All the gays are there now. The Keys are the best.
The Keys are the best, but you have to get through all that
get
crap.
Get through there, yeah. It's hard,
nobody
right,
makes it to the Keys because A, you burn up. And you melt.
Demons come get them.
And you melt before you even get there. So about halfway through Miami, you start to melt. I remember being in Tampa because we would go to Tampa every year. I would, yeah, I would look at people in July and go, how the hell do you do this?
Right.
I mean, this is not normal.
Yeah. Yeah. I've never met anybody I liked who's from Tampa. I'm sorry. Sorry, Tampa, but you just have a terrible reputation.
It's 500 degrees and the humidity is 120%. And the bugs are this big.
Cut to our agent calls us and says, guess what? Morning's in Tampa. Can you imagine? No, thank you. I will be killing myself on Saturday, according to Chrissy Teigen.